Ever notice how it's the little things, you know, that can really make or break an experience? Like, say you're at a restaurant, food's amazing, but the service, totally off, kind of ruins the whole thing, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that same idea, it applies to senior living communities too, but on like a much larger scale. We're talking about creating a comfortable, supportive environment for our loved ones as they age. And that, well, that takes more than just good intentions. So that's what we're diving into today, how this software, it's called Solver, is really changing the game for these senior living businesses. We've got this ebook here, and let me tell you, it is packed with insights.
So what's fascinating here is that the senior living industry, they're facing some really unique challenges, right? It's not just about providing that top-notch care, which of course is like paramount. Of course, yeah.
But it's also about staying financially healthy and being adaptable in a landscape that's constantly shifting.
Okay, so that's where this whole extended financial planning thing comes in, right? The ebook, it keeps mentioning XFP&A, and to be honest, finance. Not exactly my forte. Could you break that down for us? What does that even mean, like in the context of senior living?
Absolutely. So imagine XFP&A as giving your traditional financial planning a serious, like, digital age upgrade. It's about connecting the dots between what's happening day to day, right? So things like how many residents you have, your staffing costs, even how satisfied those residents are. And then you're linking that to your financial data to get this complete picture of your business.
So it's less about staring at these spreadsheets and more about seeing how all the pieces they actually fit together.
In real time.
And the ebook, it actually gave a great example. Imagine trying to keep track of, say, occupancy rates across a bunch of different facilities, each with their own levels of care, fluctuating demand. It's a lot to juggle.
Oh, my head's spinning just thinking about it.
But Solver, what it can do is aggregate all that information in real time, giving managers this clear, up-to-date view of occupancy across their entire portfolio.
So instead of drowning in the spreadsheets, they're getting insights they can actually use. It's like having a dashboard for your entire business. But instead of just showing miles per hour, it's telling you where you need to go, how to get there.
That's a great way to put it. And this is where that XFP&A, it becomes crucial, right? Because with that real-time data, you can make faster, smarter decisions.
Which, in a field like senior living, can make all the difference. But I have to admit, sometimes having all that data can feel overwhelming. It's like having a million puzzle pieces, but no picture on the box.
And you absolutely need that picture to be successful. One of the key takeaways from the ebook is how Solver takes all that raw data and turns it into something meaningful. Visuals, dashboards, reports, you name it.
So we're talking about taking this data overload and turning it into something useful, something that tells a story. So instead of just seeing numbers on a spreadsheet, you're seeing what, like red flags for potential problems or trends you might otherwise miss.
Think of it like this. You're managing a senior living facility, and all of a sudden your staffing costs, they just jump way up. Now, you could spend hours, even days, digging through spreadsheets trying to figure out why. Or you could pull up your Solver dashboard and immediately see that overtime hours they've spiked on Tuesdays because of like a scheduling inefficiency.
And that's an aha moment right there. You're not just reacting to a problem, you're understanding the root cause, and you can actually make a change to fix it.
And the ebook goes into some really interesting examples of how this plays out, like in the real world. For example, they found that a lot of senior living facilities, they really struggle with financial reporting. It's so time-consuming, prone to errors, especially for organizations that have multiple
Oh,
locations.
I bet. I can only imagine the stacks of paperwork involved.
But Solver streamlines that whole process. It's all automated. So you're reducing errors, you're saving time, and you're freeing up your finance team to focus on, the more strategic stuff.
Okay, so that's the financial side. But what about the actual, like, day-to-day operations of a senior living facility? How does Solver help there?
In a lot of ways, actually. One area where Solver really shines is staffing. Remember how we talked about those like rising staffing costs? Well, Solver can analyze workforce data in depth, giving you insights into things like overtime hours, staff turnover, the true cost of labor.
So it's not just about cutting costs, it's about understanding where you might actually need to invest more to get better outcomes for everyone.
Precisely. The ebook actually mentioned, they said that Solver helped one facility, and they discovered that their high staff turnover rate, it was directly linked to like inadequate training for new employees.
Wow.
They implemented a new training program, and guess what? Turnover decreased.
Yeah.
And they actually saved money in the long run.
It's amazing how those insights can make such a big difference. But I guess that's the power of data, when you know how to use it. And speaking of using data, the ebook also talked about strategic planning, which seems like a whole other level.
It is. Yeah. And it's crucial for staying ahead of the curve. In the senior living industry, think about it.
Yeah.
You need to be able to anticipate future trends, adapt to changes in regulations, demographics, all while still providing the best possible care for your resident.
Right, of course, yeah.
And I'm guessing Solver helps with that
by
giving you the tools to create, like data-driven budgets and forecasts. Imagine being able to model different scenarios, analyze historical trends, anticipate future needs based on all sorts of factors.
So instead of just reacting to what's happening now,
yeah,
you can proactively plan for the future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For example, let's say you're seeing a growing need for memory care services in your area.
Okay.
Solver can help you analyze the potential demand, project the costs, and make really informed decisions about whether to expand those services.
That's incredible. But with all this talk about data and technology, it's easy to forget that at its core, senior living, it's about people.
You're absolutely right, and that's what makes this so compelling. It's not about replacing human connection with technology. It's about using technology to actually enhance and support that connection.
It's like Solver's like an extra pair of hands, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe even like an extra brain.
Yeah.
That helps you see the things you might miss and make better decisions for everybody involved.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that really struck me from this ebook was the emphasis on not just managing a senior living business, but like actually elevating the standard of care through data.
Okay, I love that idea. But what does that actually look like in practice?
Sure.
Like, paint me a picture. How can data take senior care to, like, the next level?
Well, imagine being able to use data to predict not just when a resident might need, you know, medical attention, but when they might be feeling, I don't know, isolated or down. What if you could pick up on those subtle cues that might otherwise be missed?
Wow, that's next level stuff. We're talking about using data to understand not just, you know, physical needs, but emotional well-being too.
Exactly. And with the right tools,
mm-hmm,
and insights, we can create living environments that are truly responsive to the needs of each person.
You know, this ebook and our conversation today, it's really opened my eyes to the potential here. It's not just about spreadsheets and numbers. It's about using data to create a brighter future for these seniors.
Absolutely. Empowering senior living communities with the tools and the insights they need to not just survive, but to thrive. And for anyone listening who's involved in this field, whether you're an executive, a caregiver, anyone in between, I think this ebook really offers a powerful message of hope and possibility.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive today. It's been fantastic.
My pleasure. Always happy to dive into these important topics.
And for our listeners, until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.